French General Stéphane Abrial takes over as Supreme Allied Commander in Norfolk, Virginia, in the United States, just months after President Nicolas Sarkozy of France announced his country would rejoin the NATO military command, more than 40 years after leaving it.
La France reprend donc toute sa place dans l'Alliance parce que la position de la France n'était plus comprise.
At a NATO summit in Strasbourg, France, earlier this year, Mr. Sarkozy discussed France's return and assured fellow leaders that France was part of the same NATO family. Everyone can count on France, he said, and France knows it can count on its NATO allies. The Norfolk position is one of two top command posts promised to France when it rejoined the military wing of the alliance. Another Frenchman now heads a NATO command in Lisbon. General Abrial takes over the Virginia post from U.S. Marine General James Mattis. The French general is the first non-U.S. commander assuming a top NATO command in the alliance's history. NATO's new head, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, has called the changeover a significant milestone for NATO. And NATO expert Jean-Sylvestre Morenier says it reflects a shift to a more balanced distribution of power between Europe and the United States. Mongrenier told French radio that having a European as a top NATO military head indicates real transatlantic multilateralism. But he also said it means Europe must carry its share of responsibility. The U.S. has been pressing European allies to send more troops to Afghanistan, and Mongrenier noted that European defense budgets overall are declining. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.